When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, traders? It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader. Calvin, the disciplined trader, checking in. Listen, I was hanging out with the growth group this morning. We actually started trading live during New York session. So we were on a Zoom call, and this is fresh. I just got off the Zoom call maybe like 30 minutes ago. And so we were taking this trade on EURUSD, and I was managing risk in a different way, all right? And what I was doing is I was pretending mentally as if I was actually managing risk for investors, all right, that were giving me their money to actually take this trade. And by visualizing and pretending that I was actually getting money from investors to place this trade, it allowed me to manage and use my risk management in a dynamic way that actually helped me avoid a big loss and turn a big loss into a small loss. All right. And so today I just want to share with you just kind of like how I'm developing and getting better with managing risk, right? And opportunity in the market. And I want to share this with you because I think it can be beneficial. And whatever I'm doing and I'm learning and I'm growing in, I want to share it with you as you develop and grow on your journey. All right. So buckle up your seatbelts. We're going to get right into it, man. Let's thank our sponsors and I'll be back shortly. All right, let's go. What's going on, traders? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader here. Listen, before we continue today's podcast episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Blue Guardian. Blue Guardian is our recommended prop firm on the Forex Beginner podcast only because of this main one reason. It's because Blue Guardian has a tool called the Guardian Protector that is helping traders actually have a fair shot at passing their challenge and also making it to funded status. Now, a lot of prop firms, they offer these discounts. They offer all these incentives. If you get funded, we'll give you back 200% of your refund, all of that stuff. But guess what? Traders are not getting funded. And why aren't traders getting funded? Traders aren't getting funded because we traders, we new beginner and developing traders, we violate our daily drawdown, we over leverage and we risk, and sometimes we over trade. Even when we use the right lot sizes, we're over trading and it causes us to push our accounts so far in the negative that we can't bring them back. But what if I told you that Blue Guardian had a solution to this problem that could potentially help you get over the hump and pass your next prop firm challenge? Well, that tool is called the Guardian Protector. The Guardian Protector, which Blue Guardian offers, allows you, once you get your challenge account, it allows you to go in the back office and you can set limits in the market. All right. You can set percentage limits or dollar amount limits so that once you hit those areas, Blue Guardian will automatically take you out of the trade and you have the option to select to disable your trading account for the day once you hit that daily drawdown limit. Now, this is to protect you from overtrading and violating your challenge account. This is a tool, if used correctly, can literally change the game and help you stay disciplined, stay on track, and pass your challenge. All you need is a profitable strategy. So if you have a profitable strategy, you've tested it out, I'm telling you, Blue Guardian is the prop firm that we recommend because they are helping provide tools to help traders level up and have a fair shot at getting funded. Not just selling the dream, but actually providing tools to help traders actually reach and achieve their dreams as being a funded trader. So if you're ready to get your prop firm journey started with Blue Guardian, not only do they have the Guardian Protector, but you can hold trades over the weekend. You can hold trades during the news. You can take trades during the news if that's what you do. All right, be careful. But if that's what you do, you can do that with Blue Guardian. And we're going to give you 15% off on your next challenge using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout. Again, 15% off off your next challenge at any time, whenever you're ready. There's no pressure to start now. Use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get 15% off your next challenge. And without further delay, let's jump back into today's podcast episode. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin the New Trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin the New Trader shares his journey with you.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, it's your cousin, it's your friend, Calvin the New Trader checking in. Calvin the Disciplined Trader in your ear. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily motivation, inspiration, and encouragement as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader. All right, listen, today, all right, I met with the Growth Group just a while ago. We were in a trade on EURUSD, and managing risk is so important. It's so, so important. Shout out to my boy, Doyle Exchange, very popular trader online. And one thing I love about Doyle is his discipline. His discipline is through the roof, out of control. But you know, the one thing that makes Doyle so amazing, right? The one thing that makes Doyle so awesome, the one thing that makes Doyle stay profitable and always on top is the fact that he knows how to manage risk very well. He knows how to turn a losing trade into a small loss, all right? And he also knows how to capitalize on his wins. But to capitalize on your wins means to turn your big losers into small losers. And that's something that my boy Doyle knows how to do very, very well. And so this is something that I've been managing risk is a topic in an area that I have really been exploring mentally in terms of reflecting on my trading day, my trading journey. And I've been kind of just paying attention to how I've been naturally handling risk in the market and just kind of tweaking that to make it a little bit more dynamic and better, so that I can cut those losers early and then let those winners run, essentially. So what we did this morning is started trading live with the Growth Group this week. So we've been getting into the market, and it's been really, really cool for us to grow together and them to kind of see me kind of tweaking and fine tuning my approach to the market. It's been really cool. Like, that's what it's all about. That's what Calvin's Forex Growth Group is about. It's about me saying, hey, guys, look, I'm growing just like you. You know, I may be a little further than you are, but I'm still not at the point where I'm making the type of money that I came to Forex to make. So with that being said, I'm still growing. So having them a part of the group, I'm giving them my journey in real time. They're not just able to hear me on the podcast. They're able to connect with me via the private group chat. They're able to connect with me via our live Q&A calls, the mastermind calls that we do every week that we host. They're able to connect with me, update me on their journey, ask questions, all of that stuff. And then now they're able to actually see me in the market as I'm developing and fine tuning my approach, and they get to see me developing my risk management and all this type of stuff. And so it's really, really a great atmosphere. And like, I just got to give glory to God because I closed it. All right. And God was like, listen, man, like, listen, it's cool. You know what I mean? It's cool. Like, you're not the expert, Calvin. Like, these people just need a community. They just want to see somebody that's really doing this, that's really passionate, that's not going to give up. And so anyway, sometimes it just gets a little emotional because, you know, I bring all this energy, but I have low moments too, where I doubt myself and I doubt what I should be doing and how I'm impacting people. And it's just amazing to see how many people are impacted because I'm just being transparent about my journey, and they're able to find themselves in me and keep going and keep pushing and keep discovering and keep learning. So it's just amazing. But anyway, for more information about Calvin's Forex Growth Group, there's a link in the description. You can visit www.calvinthenewtrader.com. You can get all the information about that. But anyway, let's keep going. Here's the point that I'm making. So we're on the call and we took a buy on EURUSD, and we had a nice entry set up, took the entry. Once we get this particular entry set up, I'm expecting the market to continue to push in my favor, because the entry criteria that I'm using to get into the market is basically an engulfing candle, which is literally a candle that is bigger than the last candle printed, that is moving in a direction that you desire to go. And then this candle closed in the middle of a momentum zone that I like to call it, right? So in between two areas of support and resistance, all right? And so it was a beautiful entry. We waited patiently. We took the entry. So I'm anticipating price to push. We had a small pullback. And on this trade, I risked like $100, right? $100, no big risk at all, right? $100 risk. And price started to pull back. Then it started to move in our favor. As we went into profit and this candle kind of stalled out, the next candle now printed. Once I noticed the next candle printed and we're still kind of floating around break even, meaning we're not really up nor are we like significantly negative neither. At that point, I just made a decision. I said, okay, guys, we're going to start like pretending that investors gave me this $100. Okay. If investors gave me this $100 and I'm telling them, hey, I see an opportunity to get into the market and triple this $100 risk. Okay. They give me their $100. We're in the market. If I tell them that there's an opportunity here and now we have two candles printed and the opportunity hasn't made any progression, at that point, I can't be in denial. Okay. And this is what I was saying on the call. I can't be in denial. And I'm showing them this in real time. Like they're seeing it. They're watching me. Okay. And so at that point, I have to look at what the market's telling me. It's not going. We thought it was going to go, but the momentum's not pushing yet. So at that point, two candles printed. We're still kind of at break even, floating in profit a little bit, floating negative a little bit. At that point, I then reduce the risk. Remember, I'm creating this scenario. Investors just gave me their money. What would these investors want me to do if the opportunity that I spotted isn't playing out after I've given it a little bit of time? Those investors will want me to protect their investment and make sure that I'm not sitting in a bad investment. Okay. So at that time I said, hey, we got to do right by the investors' money. Again, like this is just a scenario that I'm creating. I'm making up in my mind, but it's helping me manage risk the right way. Because if I'm just thinking, oh, I'm in the market trying to make money, you know, I'm just leaving the, you know, I'm leaving the normal risk, even though price, the market is telling me otherwise. Okay. So I create this scenario. These investors are expecting me to make money. Market's not moving. Gave it some time. Okay. We need to reduce this loss. So now instead of risking $100, I move my stop loss up and now we're only risking $50. All right. So I have just reduced the risk by 50%. So the investors teamed up. They gave me $100. Now it's guaranteed that they're going to get at least 50 back. So we only have 50 risks and they're automatically going to get 50 back. Would those investors be happy or upset with me because of that decision I made? Of course, they're going to be happy. And so now this is me psychologically creating a scenario that's helping me manage risk better. And this is what we did live on the call. So boom, next thing. Next candle prints and we start getting a little push, moving in our direction. We're in profit now. All right. So I'm like, okay, awesome, guys. We're in profit now. We're risking less than what we originally said that we wanted to risk. And we're moving in profit. This is perfect. All right. Then once that candle closes, next candle comes, it starts to move back negative again. At that point, once it started to move back negative and come down again, I then cut the risk down to $18. So we went from originally asking investors for $100. Hey, investors, give us $100 of your money. We believe there's an opportunity to triple this in the market. Investors, hypothetically speaking, right, creating this scenario to learn how to better manage risk. Investors say, hey, yeah, Calvin, we'll collectively give you $100 out of our money to invest to possibly triple that. Okay, boom, I get that. I tell them, hey, we're going to risk this $100, but there's a possibility that we can turn it into $300, right? Boom. So get into the market, expecting an opportunity to arise. Opportunity doesn't quite play out. We reduce that risk to $50. We give them back $50 and say, hey, we're going to keep this other $50 in because there's still the possibility to turn this $50 to $300, all right? But we want to reduce the risk. Because it's not looking like the opportunity that we once saw. It's looking kind of sketchy now. But we're still in there, but we're risking less. Of course, the investors are going to be happy. They're going to be like, yo, this guy's managing our money the right way. He's managing our money the right way. He's being wise. He's saying, hey, I originally said 100, but now I'm giving you back 50. Now we're only going to risk 50. Investors would be happy. Then I get to the point where I say, hey, guys, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and cut this loss at about $18. And here's the rest of your money back. Here's the rest of your $32 back. Okay. And so what would those investors, if this was a real scenario, what would those investors say? Would those investors be upset with losing $18 to possibly make $300? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But if I would have stayed in this trade and let this trade hit my stop loss of $100, knowing inside that the opportunity that was there is no longer present, that wouldn't have been a good look for my investors. And my investors would question my decision making. My investors would question my ability to spot opportunities in the market. And so basically, I just created this scenario on the call. And it was really good. And it really encouraged me, like, yo, Calvin, this is how you got to see your trades moving forward. You got to be able to problem solve your way through these trades the same way you just did. Just because you make up your mind in the beginning of a trade that this is how much you want to risk, it doesn't mean you have to sit in a trade when a trade is clearly telling you that the opportunity that you once saw is no longer there. Once the opportunity you saw is no longer there, walk away. Start reducing that risk. Take that risk off the table. Simple as that. All right. So I just want to share that with y'all, man, because this is powerful stuff. This is really, really powerful stuff. So as you're on your journey, think about these things that I'm talking about. Think about these things that I'm growing in and let it build you up. Let it motivate you. All right. This is your boy, Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slam episode, 4X Beginner Podcast. God bless you. Take care. I wish you nothing but success. And I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to that bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying I believe we all are going to be successful. And listen, man, I want to see you in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. Log on to www.calvinthenewtrader.com. Link in the description. We look forward to growing with you. We look forward to supporting you and building you up because you are not alone. We are on this journey with you. Till next time, God bless you. Take care. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee and you get access for a lifetime.